Welcome to Living a Lifestyle of Prayer.
Hi, I'm Becca Miesmer.
And I am reading Always Pray Me Goodnight.
Let's pray.
Lord Jesus, we thank you that you have given us the gift of prayer as a way to commune with you and with those around us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are instructing us and teaching us how to pray, not only alone, just between you and us, but with those around us to draw us deeper into relationship with them as you instruct all of our hearts to know you better and to know the power of your word and the power of who you are and who we are because of you. Lord Jesus, open up our eyes to see you more fully, our ears to hear you more deeply, and open up our hearts to be obedient to your word in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 27 says, I prayed for this child, and the Lord has granted me what I asked of him. Between 6 and 8 years old, I shared the bottom bunk with my younger sister Hannah, who had ritual night terrors. Between 10 and midnight, she would wake screaming in fear and confusion. Faithfully, my dad would cross the hallway to our bedroom to calm her, and to my recollection, he never left the room without praying her back into a peaceful slumber. His actions were a pattern of our Heavenly Father, as the psalmist proclaims in Psalm 4, verses 7 through 8. In peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety. And similar to God the Father, our Father's constancy was a gift to his children. Decades later, with 4 children of my own, I remember our earthly father's impact upon our bedtime peace. Was Dad perfect? Of course not. But he was dependable. Longing to be consistent and present with our own sons and daughters, we have cultivated a bedtime prayer routine over the years. True, we are fallible human parents, prone to inconsistencies and error, but we have been so blessed as we witness the fruit of our routine time together in our children's lives when we strive for the dependability of our Heavenly Father through the power of the Holy Spirit. After teeth are brushed, we visit our pajama-clad people with a prayer and a kiss, or a quick, sometimes long, conversation. Like Elisha, who, from 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 32, went in, shut the door on the two of them, and prayed to the Lord. Occasionally, we may pray as a group, but typically we pray one-on-one with our children to allow for private sharing. Indeed, these late-night conversations and our sequential prayer times have been some of the sweetest and most pivotal moments with our children and young adults. At the end of the day, seated on the bed with no agenda other than listening and praying together, my children have felt the freedom and the security to confide frustrations, fears, hopes, and plans. Like us, they need undivided attention, unconditional love, and unfettered time to unburden themselves as we model coming before the Lord with praise, thanksgiving, and petitions. Lest you feel intimidated by a false image of our marvelous model of perfectly prayerful parenthood, let me assure you that we too fight exhaustion at the end of a long day. We too fight for obedience in our children. We too fight the temptation to skip bedtime prayers for an unencumbered time as husband and wife. We must remember to watch and pray that we may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak, as Matthew 26, verse 41 says. Our flesh is weak, but the Lord is our strength. Remember 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 33? And through him, we can pattern our habits after his perfect example through the power of the Holy Spirit at work in us. So, when we fall off the proverbial prayer bandwagon, we should not despair. We should simply hop back onto it by praying for those precious gifts into a good night's rest. Friend, we live in a world that is easily influenced by the enemy,
the prince of lies, and full of his deceptions. False doctrines, false identities, false gods, false securities, and more. Now is not the time to be passive with our children, who are the next generation of believers. We must do daily battle for their sakes, combating every lie and scheme of the devil with the Word of God as our sword. Speaking the truth found in Scripture, God-given true identity and His promises over them, we equip them to stand firm against the enemy's strategy, just as it says in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 9 through 11. Let's pray. Holy Spirit, come. Please guide us in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Renew a right spirit within us. Help us to pattern our lives after yours, devoting daily time to intentional prayer for ourselves and our families. Open our eyes to see and our ears to hear our children so that we may speak truth and life to them and over them. Thank you for your faithfulness as a dependable, patient Father to us each day. May your kingdom come and your will be done in our lives, in our families, through the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.